In a world where action films are dumped in theaters and TV, dead on arrival.
I can't go on living this lie!
You need a hero.
Last time I trusted someone, I lost an eye.
You need a helper.
Hello. Nothing to see here.
You need a healer.
That is affirmative.
You need...
We're on the air.
Professor Rick's Action Film Autopsy.
Forgive my poor English.
Forgive my terrible Chinese. We are master. Here. Oh, not master. Blabbermouth. I told you. Hello. We are here with Jackson Lu. Am I pronouncing that correctly? Your name?
Yes, Jackson Lu.
Jackson Lu. Pronouncing it correctly. And also give everyone your real name, not your Western name.
Lou Xuexian in Chinese.
Nice.
Yeah. English name, my father named it for me.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Oh.
Jackson Lu. Yeah.
Did he name you after anything?
In Chinese tradition, we, well, like generation by generation, our generation means pronounce Xue, and my father called every kid in my family start from J.
Mm-hmm.
So like John, Jackson, Josephine, and blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm. Blah, blah, blah. How big a family have you?
Huh?
How big a family, brothers and sisters?
Six kids.
Six kids?
Yes.
Six kids.
Yes.
And now you have two of your own now.
Yes. I'm very happy. You know what? In my life, when I was at the age of 40, I was going to... Anyway, I don't want to have baby.
Oh, I
want to do the surgery.
Yes.
And the doctor goes, why do you do this? I goes, no, I just want to be single. I don't want to have baby. He says, no, I'm not going to do that for you.
Well.
Well, he says, because his student asked him to do that, he rejected. But a couple of years later, his student come back to appreciate him for not doing so, because they have lovely baby. By then, I never realized, until I have, I get married, now I have two kids, 5 years old and 3 years old. Then I realized my life become complete.
Yes.
Yes, I enjoy having babies.
So let's go back.
Okay.
To when did you become, when you were growing up, you grew up in Taiwan?
Yes, I grew up in Taiwan.
Where in Taiwan?
Taipei,
which is where we are right now.
Yeah.
And did you see movies as a kid and TV? Did you like movies and TV?
Not really.
No.
Yeah.
What were you into as a kid? Sports?
I only remember that I'm a very good boy. And I was a follower. Whenever, there are leaders saying things, oh, okay, we do this, we do that. You know? And... I got into movie only because when I was doing modeling in Asia, I was successful in Taiwan, and I went to Hong Kong to do Hong Kong Fashion Week every year, and then I go to Europe to do the men's Fashion Week. Then one day a movie director saw me. He goes, this guy is big and he got a mean look. He can be the bad guy part in Hong Kong movie.
Yes.
So that's how I got into Hong Kong.
You remember the director?
Oh, the first director was Wong Jing.
Wong Jing? Oh,
yeah.
Oh, you've got to tell me about Wong Jing. I love Wong Jing.
Oh, yeah, he's cool.
He's amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, nothing stops him. Nothing goes past him.
Yeah.
If China says, put a shark in, he goes, how many sharks do you want?
Wow.
What was the movie you did with Wong Jing?
That was Jing Tian Shi Shao Si. Let me see.
Was that your first movie?
Yeah, that was my first movie.
Then I can look it up. I can see what the English channel, English title was.
Okay.
So tell me what that was like for you. Was it difficult for you to transition into acting?
Yes. Because when I was in the student, I live in the dorm. I mean, that's military, how do you say that? Military education system.
Yes.
And even I graduated from the college, I entered into the army. I was an officer for 4 years.
Oh.
When I discharged, was a captain. So my whole look, my idea, my brain is like a soldier guy. It's an army. Mm-hmm. It's very square, and I don't have any expression on my face. Mm-hmm. I mean, you want me to cry? No, I don't cry. You want me to laugh? No, I seldom laugh. Mm-hmm. So when I got into acting, I played a Japanese bad guy part and a assassinate, and I only know how to use gun, you know, and kill. But when it comes to the more drama part, then I know that's my weak point.
Yes.
I cannot act. I cannot perform. I when I smile, it looks ugly, you know. But with my build, with my style, and with my training on the fashion show stage, I know I have my own style. They will ask me to play the, you know, the main mafia part, the bad guy part. That's how I started. And frankly speaking, I was very lucky to get into Hong Kong film. Mm-hmm. And by then, the action film in Hong Kong is very, very, very good.
Yes.
And I got into Jet Li's The Feast of Legend.
But you're very memorable in that.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I want to ask about that scene where he literally just keeps getting in your face.
Yeah, yeah.
And also pulls your ear.
Yes. Oh, you're
bleeds.
Good. You're good.
Oh, great movie. Yeah. That's what I remembered you for when this interview was arranged by Jeannie Liu, who's a friend of ours who's involved in Asia cinema. And when she said, "Do you want to meet Jackson Liu?" I went, "Yeah." Because I remember that face, that whole scene in Fist of Legends.
Yeah.
But I want to ask, before we go on, did Wong Jing work with you on your first film to help you? What's he like on the set?
What's he like?
What is he like? How does he direct? Or is he just pinching somebody's rear end and drinking and smoking? What is he doing?
Not very deep. I mean, I can't remember too much now, but he's a nice guy. I remember.
Yeah.
There's one thing I remember. That is something I don't know if I should say.
Okay.
But that is something I really, you know, I realize action movie is not a. You got to be protect yourself very well, because then the stunt director was Xiao He, who is from Taiwan. He was very famous by then, and there was one scene they want to shoot me. Shoot the private part.
Oh, yeah.
And somebody just use a lead of the milk powder can.
Yeah. Oh.
And then put over there, and then want to use the gun to shoot. Of course, that's not the real bullet, but that's for movie shooting.
Right. Right. Yeah.
And then the stunt director goes, no. Let me try first. So he used the gun to shoot, and then he realized that it can break through. So he goes, no, we don't use the real people. We do the fake leg.
Oh.
Yeah, and put on the pants and do it.
You don't have to worry. I've had many talks, many interviews with people who broke their heads.
Oh, my
and,
God.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Hong Kong cinema famous for that. Always, you're supposed to fly and land on the boxes, but the boxes are always here and you always land over there.
Yeah, that is something I realize. I mean, in my action life, I realize as an action actor, you got to be protect yourself. You got to know very well what is dangerous, what is not, what you can. I mean, there was also a time that I escaped from a Dao Chao Wu. Yeah. A small wood house.
Mm-hmm.
The director goes, "Okay, you and Wu Jin, one of the very famous actor.
I know
you and Wu Jin, you come up after once I goes action, then you count 1, 2, 3, then you come up."
But then it goes.
Yeah. But once he goes action, when we count one, we know that it's burning already. So me and Wu Jin goes, "Let's run." Otherwise we will inside the house.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Back to Fist of Legend.
Okay.
The scene where... No, sorry. We want all this. We'll get to those. In Fist of Legend, the famous scene with Jet Li,
yes,
throwing you around by your ear.
Yeah.
Was that you all the time being thrown around? Or did they have stuntmen replace you, especially when you fell?
Oh,
yeah.
They have stuntmen.
Good.
They have stuntmen.
I'm so glad. Very difficult.
Yeah, I remember when I first got there, director Yuan Heping.
Yeah, Gordon Chan.
Yeah, yeah. He goes, Jackson, are you okay with all this? I goes, I do my best. If I can't, then use the double. But by then, when I went to Fist of Legend, I haven't practiced my Taekwondo for 5 years.
Ago. That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. So when I first got there, the first day, I goes, yes, I can do it. Then after the whole day shooting, the second day they call me. I goes, no, I cannot get up from the bed today.
Now, yes, you mentioned to me off mic that you studied Taekwondo as a kid.
Yeah, when I was in the college.
College.
Yeah. Yeah.
And how far did you go? I mean, how
only many? 1 year.
1 year.
Only 1 year. Yeah.
What did you learn in the army? What do they teach you in terms of self-defense in the army? Is it special style just for the army?
It's normal military, not special style. But I do, because we train in the army, so when I use gun, I was very, very careful.
Mm-hmm.
And ever since I shoot, I mean, we have the shooting scenes to the opponents, I would personally check everything to them, show my opponents, it's okay, this is safe, this is the fake bullet, this is whatever.
Mm-hmm. No,
so I never realized that if accident can happen at the scene, because we know the rule.
Mm-hmm.
If people who doesn't know the rule might have accidents.
Yeah.
This reminds me, Bruce Lee's son.
Yeah, Brandon, yes.
Yeah, how can he be? I mean,
I will tell you later.
Okay.
I was, again, it's on tape, I'm sorry for people who know this story already. I was called, the moment, within minutes of his death, I was called and informed of his death.
Okay.
And I also know the creator of the character, The Crow, who told me his story. I will tell you later.
Okay.
We don't have to bore you people.
Right.
You can send that in now, but I will tell you how that happened.
Okay.
It is very tragic and stupid. And I wish they had you on the set, because it wouldn't have happened had you been on the set. That's one of the reasons it happened, because the wrong people were handling the guns on that set.
Oh my God.
That night.
Okay.
Anyway.
Yeah.
So, is it different to work, when you're working with Jet Li, who is more of a martial artist than
yes.
he is an actor?
Yes.
And you're more of an actor than a martial artist. How did you find that to be interesting? Did you work well together?
By then, my acting, I have to say that at this age, at this point, I know my acting skill is much improved
mm-hmm.
than before.
Yeah.
When I shoot in with Jet Li,
mm-hmm.
I am very little knowledge and very little experience
mm-hmm.
in acting.
Yeah.
So I only know, okay, go there, I can play, I can fight, do my best. I always do the best when I'm in front of the scene. But I realized, when I first arrived there, a stuntman told me, you have to know how to protect yourself. You know, there were two stuntmen sent to the hospital already.
Normal.
But anyways, I realized that because Jet Li has the real kung fu.
Mm-hmm.
He knows martial art very well, and they train with power. So when they perform this, they know this is good,
mm-hmm.
and this is how they do make it look good. So, but as an opponent or as a double, you should know how to protect yourself. This is how it is.
Yeah,
yeah. It's totally different. But so when I work with them, I do the best. But also the production team, they protect me. I mean, they have a double standby for me.
Yes.
Yeah.
Also, Gordon directed it well. I will always remember those shots when he first comes into the school. Your reaction was very strong and was very tight. So you could see, I sort of guessed that you had some sort of military training, but you reacted with great strength.
Yes.
And also those scenes where the ear-to-ear scenes where, and he's looking at you, and again, your reactions.
Yeah.
not easy. What you did was not easy because, of course, in the movie, he looks down at you, but he's actually looking at the camera. And you look up at him, but you're looking at the camera, pretending it's him. And your reactions were very good.
Thank you.
Did Gordon just tell you what reaction he wanted and you did it?
No.
Okay. No. What happened?
I remember that I have to use my strengths. Maybe because of I train a lot in the gym.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, use my power and I guess when I think it is painful and I need to revenge, then I really have to revenge. That's how it is, I guess.
Yes. So from there, I mean, I believe you've worked with Jackie Chan as well.
Yeah, I like Jackie Chan very much. Very much.
Tell me, I've known Jackie for a long time, and I like him very much as well. Okay. What was your experience?
Okay, Jackie Chan to me he's a lifetime big brother. He is very honest guy, very humble, and especially at the scene, he never rests. I mean, every actor has a seat. We can sit there.
Mm-hmm.
But Jackie Chan is the leading role. He's the big brother. He never sits, so we dare not to sit. I mean, he tried to help camera team, tried to help the stunt team, help the director team. He's like, he never stops. I mean, he's full of energy.
Yeah.
And by then, I know his father, 80 years old, white hair, and always goes, "Jackson, let's go drink." I go, "Wow, this is his father." And I guess he inherited from his father, full of energy.
Yes.
And there was one scene, we were at the outside of the aquarium at the Gold Coast.
Mm-hmm.
And he has to jump over a fence, cross a little pond, and then climb up to the second floor and then and tumble into a window.
Mm-hmm.
Because that was a tourist area. So he just, he said, "Okay, I'm going to try it right now." And then go in. The audience goes, "Monkey!"
Yeah.
They see a monkey.
Mm-hmm.
Jackie was so fast.
Yeah.
And I see Jackie practicing every little skill, even like rolling the coin,
yes,
in between his fingers. He's doing that all the time. I mean, he never stopped. He just want to practice and practice and practice. And one day he told me, he said, "Jackson, you know what? If I can choose a way to die, one day I'd rather die at the scene, the shooting scene."
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So this is how I learned from Hong Kong movie star.
Yes.
They always give me a lot of good example, good model. So I learned a lot from them.
Yes. Is there anybody else that comes to mind in terms of great experiences helping you with acting and...
A lot.
Yes.
Hong Kong. You know, Hong Kong, in Hong Kong there's a fat movie star.
Sammo Hung.
Another one. Zheng Zesi.
Okay.
Zheng Zesi. He's a very good actor.
Mm-hmm.
One time we were shooting in China,
mm-hmm,
for a TV series. He says, I saw him that he called his wife in the morning, he called noon, he called in the evening, he called. He said, "Hi, sweetie, how are you? I miss you now. How is the kids?" You know, that really, you know, warm.
Mm-hmm.
So I, you know, that is something I know. He works so hard. He doesn't have enough sleep. Like maybe every night he has only 1 or 2 hours sleep.
Mm-hmm.
6 o'clock still come up and then work hard and then call his wife. His wife is always in his mind. And this is really, really impressed me.
That taught you something more important,
yeah,
than any fight scene.
Yes. Family is more important.
Yes.
Yeah.
So how did you go from, you stayed in Hong Kong till, because now you're back in Taiwan, although you work everywhere.
Well, frankly speaking, I didn't live in Hong Kong.
Oh.
Only whenever there's a movie, mm-hmm, or TV asked me to go there, then I go there. But I always based in Taiwan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the difference between Taiwan and Hong Kong entertainment? I have my own opinions, but I'd be very interested to hear from you who
okay.
live here.
I see Hong Kong artists, Hong Kong whole movie industry, they stick together. They help each other very much. Taiwan is like, you know, separate. I do my own, you do your own. You know, this is the difference. And also, 20 years ago, when I was in Hong Kong, I see all the crew in Hong Kong at the set, they wrong. Director goes, I want this, no, somebody wrong.
Yeah.
I want that, somebody wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But not in Taiwan.
Yeah.
You know, Taiwan is more laid back.
Yes.
Hong Kong is very efficient.
Yes.
Yeah. And I remember when I also entered into China 20 some years ago, Taiwan and Hong Kong crew going to China for the filming. By then, when we tell things to China crew, sometimes they don't understand. Sometimes they know, but they're lazy.
Yeah.
But now I see Hong Kong China people learn that.
Yeah.
All from Hong Kong.
Yes.
Yeah.
I found that to be true of the movies too. Taiwan movies are very, you know, easy.
Yes.
They go.
Yes.
They're very what I call purposely paced. While Hong Kong movies very fast paced.
Yes, yes. Yes. That's what I like.
Yes.
I mean. In a period of time, same period of time, you see Hong Kong films. There are so many things happen. Bum, 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 bum. That's the pace.
Yes.
In Taiwan, you know, one thing happens. You know, slowly bring up the emotions. Yeah. You know, but sometimes it makes people sleepy.
Yes. Also, in Hong Kong, camera moves.
Yes.
Taiwan.
Yes.
Camera stays.
Yes, yes,
still.
Yes, yes, yes.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
And so now, how long have you been an actor? You started acting?
I 25 years, but I quit for 10 years.
Oh, you did?
Yes, yes.
Well, that explains that. Why did you quit?
When I was at 2000.
Yes.
Year 2000, I quit because I live in Taiwan.
Mm-hmm.
And Taiwan, we speak Mandarin.
Yes.
But
Hong Kong Cantonese.
Hong Kong Cantonese.
Yeah.
In Taiwan, no more Mandarin TV.
Right.
Because mainly Taiwanese. But that's not my family, not my mother tongue.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot catch it. And also, by then, the Taiwanese film are very low budget.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't like the style.
Yeah.
Yeah, frankly speaking.
Yep.
All the sad part, the family part, and I mean that's not my style.
Right.
So I have to leave the industry, and by then I can either choose to go into China or either enter into business.
Yes.
A friend offered me a business,
mm-hmm.
so I enter into the business.
Mm-hmm.
But later on, of course, I find I made a really bad choice.
Oh.
Yeah. Really bad choice.
Oh dear.
Yeah. So I just. There was one thing.
Yeah.
To me it's quite honored.
Mm-hmm.
007, they cast me three times.
No.
Yeah. One time was Tomorrow Never Die.
Mm-hmm.
Michelle Young, right?
Yes. Oh,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And I was. They were asking me to play the bodyguard of the main mafia.
Yes.
Yeah. But later on, originally they wanted to shoot in Hong Kong, but
mm-hmm.
the story changed. Later on, they changed into Deutschland, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So my part missed.
Okay.
Second time they asked me, that was 2 years ago, I was with Wu Jin in China for a TV shooting.
Mm-hmm.
The casting director, Debbie McWilliam, she called me again. She said, can you come to London for casting? Because the director haven't seen you for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
I checked with the team.
Yes.
And also I checked with the visa. Because in China, they are not giving visa to the outsider.
Right.
So I have to come back to Taiwan and then go to London and come back. Mm-hmm. It takes 12 years. Yeah. I mean 12 days.
12 days.
Yeah. So I couldn't
Seems
make
like
it.
Trouble.
Yeah. And then the third time was when year 2000 I quit already.
Yeah.
I entered into business. I promised the boss that okay, I will focus on the business because he knows the entertainment industry. And she said, so one day they come back to ask you, will you go back again? I go, no, I promise I will do the business. So at the year 2000, I entered into business.
Yeah.
But 2001, again, it was 2001, they come back.
Yeah,
Debbie says, Jackson, director wants to see you. Can you come to Hong Kong for casting? I says, no, I'm in business for 1 year. But as a good friend, I went to Hong Kong to see Debbie.
Good.
And she said, Jackson, since you're here, let's do the dialogue.
Mm-hmm.
And I do it. I know my chi, my condition has gone because I'm not in the industry.
Yeah.
But she says, Jackson, if you want this role, I can help you. But this stupid mind tells me that I already promised my boss. I goes, no, I'm in the business.
Yeah.
And so, well, later on, I got into a legal case for that business.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, geez.
So I know that I made a bad choice.
Yeah. Well, you know, it worked for 10 years, right?
Yeah.
So then what, how'd you get back into show business? Was it easy or not too hard?
It's hard. It's hard. Yeah, because
things have changed.
Yeah, things have changed. And I didn't get into China. If I get into China by at 2000, things were totally different.
Yeah.
Yeah. For the people who going to China at an early age, mostly it is success.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I'm not regret because I come back because I have a daughter then.
Mm-hmm.
She was 1 year old.
Mm-hmm.
And I think my wife encouraged me that I can come back to as an actor. So it takes a couple of years to come back here. And until now, last year, I'm lucky I can enter into China market because I used to do Jackie Chan's film, Jet Li's film, so people know me.
Yes.
So I still had that. I mean, that record really helped me come back into this movie industry.
Yeah. Yeah. I tell you, once we see you in those movies, we don't forget you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Anybody,
you.
Any of my listeners or readers who don't know you, as soon as we mention that scene, oh yeah, we know Jackie.
I'm the lucky one. Yeah.
So you've been back since how long now? How long have you been back in the business?
4 years.
4 years.
4 years.
And what's some of the highlights there? Mostly television or some films too?
Mostly television.
Yeah.
Mostly television. Only one film last year was with Zheng Yijian, a Hong Kong movie star.
Mm-hmm.
But haven't released yet.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll look for it.
Yeah, thank you.
And you just did another film that I missed the filming of where you were working with Colin Chow.
Yeah, that's Jiao Tou. That's a mafia movie.
Yeah. The sequel to Gatio.
Huh?
It's a sequel. Yeah, I'll let everybody know.
Yeah. That is one. They put me in this role because they say Colin Chow is the main bad guy.
Yeah.
And they need someone to against him. They know my style is we call that chi is very high, very very powerful, and they know in Taiwan it's not easy to find someone to against him. So they asked me. I said, okay, yeah, I accept. I mean, from the bottom of my heart, I'm very happy that I can play the against him role. Because at this moment, I've gone through a lot in life, and I have my knowledge, I have my experience, so I know my acting is totally different from when I was young.
Yes.
I changed the line all the time because I know it is not enough for the character, and I know if any role come to me, I can make it even better, even better, even better. This is, I remember, because that reminds me of one thing. A director told me, he goes, by then Chow Yun-fat was the big movie star 20 years ago. He goes, why Chow Yun-fat get 6 million Hong Kong dollars for a movie? Because he worth it. A movie is like 60 points. He can play up to 100 points. That inspired me all the time. So now, ever since I go on to the scene, I will make it happen. I will change the line, and 99% of the director like my line. Mm-hmm. They like my performance. 2 days ago, I got a TV series shooting. It's very early morning. I mean, 12 o'clock, they give me the script.
Yeah.
I have to perform at 6 o'clock in the evening.
Yeah.
I got only like a couple hours to prepare. And I do my best to change it and change it and change it until I perform. The producer goes, Jackson, we see the monitor, we cry. And the director goes, Jackson, it's touched. So that makes me feel so happy that I've been through a lot and I worked so hard. Now I get immediate response. Mm-hmm. I'm very, very happy.
Oh, that's great. Well, that's a great way to wrap that up. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
And now we go on and I'll talk for another couple of hours because that's what I do. And of course, you listeners know what my sign off is. Use your blinkers.
Okay, break it up. Break it up. For now.
You don't give up, do you?
Listen in next time for more Film Fun Frenzy and Friends.